Our next guest has been writing poetry for a good many years. Tim Carter is with us. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How long have you been writing poetry?
Since high school.
Yeah?
And we're talking, yeah.
Okay, we won't say how many years.
No, 1960s. I'm okay. Not afraid of my age.
A long time. And when did you start publishing your poetry?
First book was published in 2015.
Okay. How did that feel after writing for so many years? Had you been trying to get published, or was it something that just kind of came about?
I'm sorry. Back in the 70s and 80s, I had a couple short books that I had accepted, but again, it was self-publishing. You're going to pay for something. And with a young family, I wasn't able to pay for it. So I just held on. And I know now that there was a reason that nothing happened until 2014. I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
And it gave me time to develop my relationship, a stronger relationship with God, and have a better understanding of what it is I needed to be doing with the poems.
I think one of the interesting things about being an author is you write, and if you're published, then other people get to read what you've written. But the feedback isn't necessarily instantaneous. But what kind of feedback do you get to your poetry?
Well, locally, I've had, I guess I have a local following for the three books.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a number of positive responses, and people have told me where at a certain time in their life it was what they needed. And it's just, to me, that is the blessing of writing a book, is the positive response that people have from your poetry.
There is an annual book expo in New York where all the published authors, well, obviously not all, but the top published authors are there to highlight and to sell their books. And you were part of that this past week, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was there Thursday through Saturday. It's an amazing event. The first 3 days are for the book professionals. Just hundreds of booksellers, publishers, authors. And the last 2 days are open to the public, which a lot of people in New York City love to read.
No doubt about it.
And I found a few that like poetry.
Well, that's fantastic. This is your opportunity to get in front of as many booksellers as you can, people that might want to stock your books on their bookstore shelves.
Right, and hopefully, you know, that's what the publisher is doing, too.
Yeah.
But it gave me a chance to talk to a couple, got a little advice from one of them, and just... I got to know my publisher, actually, the people that I'm working with, you know, that you talk to on the phone, actually mm-hmm. face-to-face, which was really good, too.
Do you set aside time each day to write, or do you just write as you're inspired to do so?
When I wrote the last book, Living in God's Rhyme, my publisher at the time said, you need to be on social media, Facebook to start with. Well, I had been on Facebook. What do I do? I don't know. I'm not big at social media. So after a couple weeks of floundering around, this idea came to me, write a book on Facebook. So Living in God's Rhyme was written on Facebook and published as every day, almost every day for 77 days. And I got a lot of people interested that way, commenting on the poems. And so I had, every night I would sit and read in the Bible, and to a point where suddenly I stopped because there was something there that I needed to write about. But I try to write three or four times a week. And as I'm driving down the road, I'm writing. I just need to record it.
Right, right. Yeah. In your mind, you're writing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
One hand on the pen, one hand on the steering wheel. No.
Yeah.
Is there a common thread that runs through your poems?
It's just my... It's my journey. The first book starts with where I truly found out who Jesus was. You know, I grew up in church, but it wasn't until my 20s when I really found out who Jesus was. And then it's just the growth that I've experienced. There's the first poem in Living in God's Rhyme explains a bad period of my life when I actually turned from God. Of course, at the time, I wouldn't admit it. But it was obvious. And then my when him bringing me back to where I am today and my faith growing, I had a, it was interesting because just yesterday I got an email from my publisher with three reviews, one for each book from U.S. Book Review, and which is on my Facebook page right now, going through the books, and they understand a book, it seems to me, better than I do. But there is that common thread. It's just God is my life. I live for Him. I do for Him, and that's all done through what Jesus has done for me.
Is there a poem you could read for us this morning?
Yes, I have.
Fantastic. Tim Cardin, we'll find out where we can get Tim's books, obviously on Amazon and elsewhere, but go ahead.
Okay. This is called One Day in the World. She has been hurt, left in the dirt. No longer standing on her feet, she lays crying in her defeat. Through tear-filled eyes, she looks up at the sky and asks the question, why sometimes the winner is the lie? Oh, she did often try to look beyond the lie, but it was always there, every day, everywhere. Was it a test of her faith as tears poured like rain? Could she feel God's embrace as He relieved her of pain? Her prayers, the prayers of others, that lie after lie God would smother. Now looking forward, not in a hurry, believing what Jesus said, do not worry. Her future is in God's hands, believing she now understands that without His presence, the world would make no sense. She will no longer struggle as the world would demand. She will pray and wait, and with God will stand. She will turn to God, trust in His word, and His plan for her, His plan, that the world has not heard.
That's beautiful. Tim Carter, follow him on Facebook if you want to read his poetry there. You can buy his books on Amazon.
You can get them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble online, and I'm sure you can go into the store locally, ask them to order it for you. Letra Press, who is the publisher online, or if you're on Facebook and you go to my page, the book page, which is God Still Rhymes, you could message me, and locally I can get something to you. Yeah. And there's also a Facebook page called Tim Carter Books, which Letra Press is running for me now, and you could go to the website, timcarterbooks.com also.
All right. Keep writing.
Thank you. I will. I enjoy it.
Well, that's good. We appreciate you coming in, and congratulations on your success in New York. That's a big deal.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Paul, and thanks for this opportunity.